Hi everyone. Welcome. Yeah, we could just wave for a long time, right? Hi. Hi, 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 hi. Welcome to newcomers. If there are any newcomers, maybe wave if you are a newcomer. Can't let me put my glasses on. Raz, are you new? Okay, welcome. And Eileen, welcome. Anyway, everybody's welcome. New and not new. All right. Try to be as comfortable as possible and maybe a bit of space, because I was thinking maybe we would explore a little bit today with movement. And I see Amber is there, and she was at my last meeting, and she said, "Why do you not do any movement anymore? Or will you do some movement?" So we'll see. But when you're ready and comfortable, you can close your eyes.
I don't want to put my hands.
Sorry? Sorry, Joseph. I don't know what you said. I'm going to mute everybody for this part, but after the meditation, there'll be time for conversation. So, can you hear me okay, everyone? Yeah? Okay, good. All right. Okay. So, as I said, when you're ready, you can close your eyes and. And no big deal, just nothing happens after you close your eyes, except maybe a more intimate feeling with your experience moment by moment, and with the invisible maker of your experience. Just the fact that there is experience, that we are here. That there's presence. That there's a coming together. Outside the marketplace, we don't come together to manufacture anything or transaction. I mean, yeah, maybe I'm guiding a meditation and some of you made an offering. So there is a little bit of a transaction going, but it's, I don't know. Not really. It's more like a meeting in the heart. A meeting in silence, with silence. A meeting that's made out of silence in a way, although I will speak, you will speak, and things will be said and understood, but nevertheless, the fabric. The essential weave of what we share is silence. So every time my words come to an end, just feel that they return to silence and the activity of your mind as it understands the words that I say when that comes to an end, everything goes back to silence. We're not going anywhere in the future. Silence equals presence. equals now. Nowhere to go. Let every exhale remind you of that. Every exhale brings you right back here, now. And every inhale fills whatever you're experiencing with the now, with silence, with presence. I use these words synonymously. Every in-breath filling, permeating you with presence. As if you weren't already, but of course you are. That's what you're made out of. But every inhale reminds you. It ripples you in you, and every exhale ripples you in you, an ebb and a flow of presence. And welcome the layers of expectation, hope, wanting something to happen, agitation, tension. Just let these layers be here. If they want to make a sound like me, I'm just sighing, just that's allowed. Everything and everyone is welcome. Don't feel you have to manufacture the welcoming, even though my words may have sounded like that's what was needed. You don't have to manufacture the welcoming. You just don't have to do anything. But inevitably, since you are the welcoming, you'll be tasting the difference between welcoming and not welcoming. And really, that's what meditation is, tasting the taste of yourself. It's a wild meal. But the main ingredient is shared by all the different courses, all the different offerings. They all share one common ingredient. One essential taste. So you have, the luxury of tasting the subtlety of the flavors of your experience moment by moment, the sound of this voice and sensations of the body and the textures of your feelings and thoughts. The whole spectrum from pleasant to unpleasant. And then you have the choice, also the luxury, the ultimate luxury of just sipping the essential flavor, the perfume of perfumes. Which underpins all the textures and tastes. And your mind will not understand, so don't let the mind take a hand take a hold of of these words. Let your heart vibrate or resonate, or your body. And if it doesn't vibrate or resonate, just let it go. Trusting your own exploration. Trusting your own wisdom. It's here now. It doesn't have to go anywhere. It doesn't have to move into the future. Or draw on the past. Your own wisdom is a flame shining in your heart that sometimes may, I don't know, take the shape of a feeling of love, or sometimes a quality of peace. Surrender, not knowing. Sometimes it's a literal vibration. Really, I don't know. I'm saying all these things as if I knew. I don't. Let's explore the body just gently, just very gently. So, because the body is such an instrument, instrument isn't quite right, sounds too scientific. I don't actually know what the body is, but whatever it is. It seems to be able to express sometimes a real sense of suffering. Its capacity to express the human experience and the human suffering. So subtle and so not subtle sometimes, made of very dense tension, fierce, painful. You maybe feel that right now, you're in your body, the expression of suffering, without getting into the content, the story, but just the feeling of it, the place in the body that expresses it. Maybe it's in your shoulders, maybe it's in your jaw, maybe it's in your pelvis, in your heart, maybe it's in all those places. And maybe it's in the sort of totality of the feeling of the body. And you really don't have to zoom in or itemize what I'm suggesting. Just know that there is suffering right this moment in your body and that it's welcome. It is welcome. Hello is been said. The space is being opened. And feel your body, feel your spine and your pelvis, that base, that sort of root of the body. Eyes closed, you just feel, you don't have to re remember what a pelvis looks like or what a spine looks like or a head, but just feel. It's just we all share this sort of feeling of the pelvis, of the place that's indicates a sort of base, has a weight, a substance, where your hips and your thighs meet the chair or the cushion, your perineum, your sexual area, your hips, just feeling that and maybe feeling the sense of weight there. Allow yourselves to feel that it's a real center for your sense of presence, for your own personal sense of presence. So we often locate ourselves in the head. Most of the day we're very much located in the head as a thinker. But in this moment, see if you can slip right down into your pelvis. Maybe you can sh tiny little shake, a little wriggle, or a little circle, or a little whatever, a little movement there so that you indicate to yourself that it's alive and that it's resting, this base, this root of your body, it's resting on the earth. It really is, isn't it? Can you feel that? Even though with your eyes closed, you don't really know what the earth is, where it begins, where your body ends. And then very gently, just for fun, if you're leaning against a chair, against the back of a chair or a cushion, maybe make it so that you're not leaning, that your spine is free. And then very gently, no big deal, just round your spine, collapse your spine, like you're melting your spine, your back body is licking the space behind. And your back body, feel that it's leaning into some soft cushion, even though there isn't a cushion. And then your shoulders are sort of collapsing, and the back of your neck is allowed to lengthen. So that means that your chin is dropping a little bit. And your breath is also collapsing. It's free. It doesn't have to be held. Hello, body. And here too, just a little shake. Tiny little shake of your head, of your shoulders, of your wrist, of your fingers. Hello. And now, very slowly, as if it was happening by magic, feel that the spine is elongating. It's coming back to vertical, but don't do it. Just rather feel it from the pubic bone. It's like a little rising of a flame, licking the space in front. Opening the torso, the head begins to rise, the shoulders they can drop. Don't make it too rigid. Don't make it rigid at all, in fact. Yes, and then again, just collapse the spine, just round the spine. Don't do it, let it happen. Your job is to taste. Taste this melting of the spine, surrendering the weight of the whole body into the earth. This time, feel your t the tips of your fingers touching the space right and left to the sides of the bodies, and just feel the tips of your fingers, how sensitive they are, and they're touching the texture of whatever it is they're touching. If you're on a chair and it's just the edge of the chair, if it's on the floor, it's the quality of the fiber, the textile, the temperature, and then let your fingertips travel, if it's possible, towards the back. And at some point, you just let your fingers tent and contact the earth a little bit more fully. And your spine is still rounded. And don't worry if you're just fumbling through my directions. There's no right or wrong. It's just an exploration. But basically, your hands are towards the back of the body with the thumbs pointing towards the back body. And your shoulders are sort of dropping into your hands. And then slowly again, a little flame of energy from the pubic bone rising. So the whole front of the body, very sensual, is licking the space in front. Make sure you can still drop the hips, open the shoulders, relax the face. And then, if it's possible and if it wants, you can arch the spine between the shoulder blades a little bit, and your face is now towards the ceiling, or at least towards the upper wall. Long inhale, long exhale. Welcoming the layers. Yes. And then slowly come back with your fingertips and your torso. Your head is floating on top of your spine. And now you don't collapse the spine, you let your spine be vertical. Your head is sort of floating on top of your spine, and it knows how to do that if you allow it. And feel your whole body. just a global body. And let it be free, your body. It doesn't have to be the container for the separate self right now. It can just be a body, free. And of course, it won't happen overnight. So what you will be feeling is all the layers of all the habits of being the container for the separate self, but that's okay. Splash your body with openness. Now, slowly and very sensual, everything is very sensual. So your hands are going to slide off your wherever they were resting. Just your forearms, just slip them off. Let them hover above, and then slowly let the torso turn towards the left side, like a ghost, just very, very effortlessly. And just a little bit, because if you apply effort, you're no longer a ghost. You're back to being a boring old human. So just be a ghost, and then let your hands rest one on top of the other, maybe on your knee, on your left knee. And then drop your shoulders into your hands, and your hands are just resting on your thighs, and your thighs on the earth, and the earth resting in itself. Yes, and now this, feel your head like a balloon, and it's turning towards the right side, floating. Don't do it, just taste it. Nobody moving the head that you can find. I know that it really does feel that you live behind the eyes, but just be aware of that, because it might not be true. Might just be a very strong sensation. And then I'll welcome the total posture, the full posture. Top of the head to the ceiling. Let this posture expand in all directions. Breathing, emptying, welcoming. It's okay. Tell your body it's okay. You can be free floating in openness. And now the head floats back towards the left, slow. Don't do it. And then the whole torso now, like a ghost, floating towards the right side. Don't do it. Just, it's like a ripple that you're tasting. Slow, smooth. The last one to arrive would be the one who gets the medal. The first one to arrive needs to start again. Yes, and now the hands resting, falling, the shoulders falling, the back of the body falling. And the head, like a balloon turning, don't do it, towards the right, sorry, towards the left. I don't live behind the eyes. I don't live inside the body. The body lives in me. The body complains in me. The body breathes in me, dances in me. Welcoming, welcome the layers. It's okay. Even if it's unpleasant, maybe just be patient with that label. Don't believe it so quickly. Welcome the totality of the posture. Offer it to the space all around. For no reason. Yes, the head floating back. Don't live behind the eyes, live as the open space. You're giving the body a bath of space, and now torso returns to the center. And it just let, give the body a little bit of free movement. See what happens when you let your body move free. Slowly, though. Yes. And then let it come back to alignment. Let it do it all by itself. Make sure you have a bit of space in front of you. Of your torso, a little bit between your body and the screen. Your eyes are closed. You don't need your eyes. First of all, just again feeling your whole body. The touch of the air on your skin, the touch of your clothes on your skin. Acknowledging to yourself that really, based on your sensations, you don't know where your body ends and where the space begins. And why not enjoy the possibility that actually there doesn't need to be a border there and that you can open, the body can open. The pores literally can open. But you don't have to do it. I'm just talking directly to your skin. I'm saying you can relax. You're so connected to the space, to the sense of touch, to the lovingness of, I don't know, just the friendliness. All around. I'm talking to your body, not your mind, to my body too. Yes, now your fingertips are sliding onto the space in front. And then your arms are just taking off into the space and they're lifting off, rising, long arms, long fingers. To the horizontal. Your eyes are closed and you have no idea about how long your arms are. Make sure your shoulders are allowed to rest. In fact, rest your arms on an invisible table. Long fingers, very alive fingertips. And now your right arm is floating up all the way to the towards the ceiling. Just stop whenever it's obvious that that's enough. Fingertips are touching the ceiling. Armpit is shining a light, the right armpit shining a light into the space in front. So your left arm is resting on the space, on the table. And your right arm is resting in itself, and you're breathing, and you're welcoming what is. And then slowly it switches. Now the right arm, the left arm, one going down, the other going up. Your shoulders are not active, the fingertips are tracing a line. Fingertips are active, very sensitive. The fingertips, long arms, left armpit, relaxed, right arm resting on that table, breathing. And yes, I know that's okay, it hasn't killed anybody yet. Back of your neck, licking the space behind or licked by the space behind. Yes, and now slowly the moment that you've been waiting for, I know, everything relaxes. So take your time. Your arms are melting away. Slowly. Let them dissolve your arms. And if it feels like it wants to happen, you can round the spine. Don't do anything, just say hello, body. I'm just tasting you for no reason. And I'm remembering you to your natural habitat of openness, reacquainting you to the earth, to the space, and to your essential invisible nature. And now, again, that little line from the pubic bone rising, licking, torso comes up just to the vertical. Visualize a huge, not huge, a big, a comfortable, generous beach ball in front of your torso. Right in front of your torso, and you don't have to hold it, it's right there. Somebody's holding it in place. And now, very slowly, almost imperceptibly, just lean your torso into the beach ball. As elongated, the spine is as vertical as possible, and you just leaning into the beach ball. Just a little bit. Yes, and now feel the beach ball is pushing the torso right back to the center. Don't do it. It's the beach ball that's pushing the spine back. Now feel the front of your torso, your belly, your heart area, your whole chest, your neck, your face, your arms. And again, leaning against the beach ball again, completely open, as if you were hugging the beach ball, just a little bit. And maybe a little bit more. Yes, stop whenever you feel that you're creating tension. And now let the beach ball push again, push the torso back slowly. Don't do it. Slow and smooth. Now imagine the beach ball is right up against you on the left side. And then very gently just leaning towards the left. Just lean into the beach ball. There's no right or wrong. Here there might be a little curve of your spine. You're leaning. Your head's resting on top of the beach ball. It's very lazy. Don't go too far. Make sure the right shoulder is relaxed, your right hip doesn't leave the contact of the earth. And now slowly the beach ball is pushing the torso back. It's like a dance. And now there's a beach ball on the right side so that it's a ripple of your spine. It's leaning towards the right, pouring itself into the beach ball, round, soft, buoyant. And then the ball is it's inflating so that it pushes the torso back. Shall we go back again towards the left so that you find it? It's like a dance, like a willow. Here we go, leaning into the beach ball to the left side. But really, it's the beach ball that's leaning into the body, shaping, carving the body. Yes, and now it's inflating more so that it's pushing the body back up. And then it's rippling the body onto the right side. Everything's relaxed. Yes, and one more time back, this time just back to the center, the beach ball. Slowly. Let the body find its own way of being connected to the rest of creation. Right this moment, body was never an isolated thing. It's just the conditioning that makes us feel that way. We are never not part of creation. Yes, but I don't want to pretend that there isn't a very, very big residue of feeling in the body coming from the belief that you are a separate fragment. It's a very strong belief. So don't feel you have to rid yourself of it, or you can't, but quite the opposite. Feel it, welcome it. It's all it is layer upon layer of sensation. And also, what the good news is that the body is very quick to remember the truth. The body is very quick to remember, to feel its openness, its undefendedness, its sensuality. It's aliveness. Slowly let your neck, your head, and your neck trace a circle. Very slowly, don't make it too big or you might injure yourself. Just a very smooth, even ripple in the shape of a circle with your head and your neck. Forget about what a head is. You don't have a head right this moment. You're just tasting this ripple. You don't know where it's coming from and who's doing it. Let it be a ripple in openness. Nobody doing it. And now the other way. Live as the space. Yes, and then let the head come back to stillness. Now just let your chin drop towards your torso so that the back of the neck is lengthening. And then the other way, it's a yes and a no motion, very slowly. Opening your throat, lengthening your throat and the chin coming back. Slow. And now tilting the head towards the left ear towards the left shoulder so that you're lengthening the right side of the neck. Yes. Hello. Don't live there, just welcome. And then slowly, slowly, don't do it. There's a invisible puppeteer that's moving the head slowly. And now the right ear is reaching towards the right shoulder. Can you feel the whole body, not just the head, just the whole body, and the earth and the air, space? Everything is collaborating. Yes, and now the head back. Making sure the face is free, the eyes, the nose, the cheeks, the mouth, the chin, the ears, the teeth, the tongue, the forehead. Whole face is allowed to come to life. You have no face, you just know this cacophony of sensations that is dancing in the space. Yes. Now slowly rise your forearms off your lap. Your elbows are moving away from your torso a little bit, right and left. And you just make little circles with your elbows, which make it so that your shoulders are also making a circle, but feel that it's originating from the tips of your elbows, tracing a two perfect circles in the space to the right and the left. Slow. Smooth breathing, otherwise you're dead. Slow, slow down. I know you're going too fast because I'm going too fast. Nobody doing it. Can you try to achieve that quality? It's all happening all by itself. Make it bigger, the circle, but it's not faster. Yes, and now the other way. Feel that you were lubricating the articulation. Slow, welcoming the layers of discomfort. Letting them surface and surrendering them to the space. Yes. And then let the shoulders, the arms, everything dissolves back. Yes. Well done, exploring the body a little bit. If you want, you can. I mean, you can always do whatever you want during these meditations, but if you were following the body exploration and you feel like you want to lean back into a cushion, just relax the body, let it be completely supported. Feeling the coming and the going of the breath. Feeling the gratitude, maybe that's what I feel for this experience of being alive and having a body and not knowing really what a body is. And gratitude for the adventure of being a human, forgetting our true nature and then remembering in glimpses. And the whole spectrum of experience between the forgetting and the remembering. And the mystery of it all. And the joy of surrendering the mind, that the mind can't really understand any of this. So, anytime you find yourself once again hooked by the grasping thoughts that are trying to figure this out, well, you can just unhook and just lay your thoughts down on the altar. And lay the thinkingness, the feeling of thinking, right back down on the altar. And instead, perhaps taste the feeling of awe or the feeling of not knowing. And the breath, the in breath, the out breath. And the silence. Don't do anything. Thank you, everyone. We'll take a short break. Come back in 5 minutes. See you in a bit. Welcome back.